Both the House and Senate have approved measures to restructure how aid gets distributed. That's good news for school districts and taxpayers, says Ed Murdaugh with the Department of Education.
We need a change that will be both affordable for the state as well as provide the necessary assistance to communities to keep their schools in good condition.
Both bills call for the state to rank projects. Unsafe, overcrowded schools would come first. Republican James Forsyth co-sponsored the Senate's version.
It's a much more sensible way to do it than we did in the past. It's something that says we're going to prioritize, we're going to work down from the top of a list.
But before that list can be created, the two chambers will need to resolve one major difference. The House wants to cap school aid at $50 million. The Senate's version doesn't include a cap. The Department of Ed pegs current building aid obligations at around $45 million annually. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.